Okay, what's the number one reason you should try Instacart? Shopping over 1.5 million unique products from over 1,000 retailers and get everything delivered right to your door in as fast as 1 hour, all in one app. So you can spend more time with the ones who matter most. Visit instacart.com to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time, $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
Imagine you're looking at a balancing scale with everything you do for other people on one side and everything you do for yourself on the other side. If it isn't balanced, maybe it's time to spend a little more time on you. And therapy is a great place to start. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can help you find that balance and stick to it. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. Much love to everybody locked in and listening all over North America. I'm going to be hanging out here with you for one more hour. I appreciate you. If you've been tuning in since 10 Eastern, 7 Pacific, thank you. If you're just tuning in, thank you. If you've missed a second of the show, you can hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. I'm being joined by super producer and host Dave Shepard. He's coming to you live from New York City. We have had a busy night. Let me give you a very, very quick summation, and then I'll provide a little bit more detail momentarily. The Golden State Warriors avoid elimination tonight by beating the Lakers. In the first game of the evening, the New York Knicks did the same. They avoid elimination by beating the Miami Heat. Both teams will be back in action on Friday night. The Warriors trying to force a Game 7, and the New York Knicks pretty much trying to do the same. Both the Knicks and then also the Warriors entering tonight down 3-1 in their respective series. Both are now 3-2. And let's see if the Knicks and Golden State can go out there and do it again. The Lakers and Golden State, they obviously ended not too long ago, last hour. The final score there, 121-106. The big news from the game, and we'll talk more about the Warriors, etc., is Anthony Davis. Because Anthony Davis, at the end of the game, when it was pretty much out of reach, Anthony Davis caught or took an elbow from Kevon Looney on a rebound attempt, and Anthony Davis had to exit the game. He was moved or removed from the arena area in a wheelchair, and he was evaluated. Darvin Ham, the head coach of the Los Angeles Lakers, he spoke to the media last hour, right before we went to break, honestly, and Darvin Ham had a little bit of an update surrounding Anthony Davis, although, unfortunately, yeah, when you get a head injury, you can't update too much. Listen to this.
Obviously, everyone saw he took a shot to the head, but he got just checked in on him. He's doing, seems to be doing really good already, so that's just where it's at. That's the status of it right now.
Yeah, Game 6 is going to take place on Friday in L.A. All we know is that Anthony Davis exited with a head injury, and we probably won't have full details until some point tomorrow. Anthony Davis had a good game, 32 minutes, 23 points, 9 rebounds, 3 assists. A matter of fact, and Austin Reeves is not a doctor. And maybe it's his neck. Maybe he just had his bell rung. Maybe he didn't have a concussion. We don't know. Austin Reeves, who's a basketball player, his teammate, not a doctor, Dave McMenamin says Austin Reeves believes Anthony Davis will play in Game 6. Okay, yeah, sure. Now, let me know when Austin Reeves has his medical degree, but he's in the locker room. I am not. LeBron James finishing tonight with 25 points and 9 rebounds. Russell and Reeves contributing 15, Schroeder 14, and Lonnie Walker, who helped save the day last game, 15 points in that fourth quarter. He only had 4 tonight. Meanwhile, for the Golden State Warriors, Steph Curry led the way with 27 points, three threes. Draymond Green got busy early. He finished with 20 points, 10 rebounds, and 4 assists. Andrew Wiggins had 25 points. Gary Payton had 13. And Jordan Poole had 11. Klay Thompson, he needs to wake up. Klay Thompson only had 10. Pretty poor performance there for Klay Thompson over the past several games. Darvin Ham, he talked about the Warriors and what they did on their home court tonight. Listen to what coach of the Lakers had to say.
Salute to them, taking care of business on their own floor. That's just how the playoffs go. They came out, you know, they had the crowd behind them. They was able to see some shots go in early. Really got it going early from the three-point line. But, you know, it is what it is. We just got to come out ready to do the same on our home floor.
Yeah, the Golden State Warriors, must I remind you, they are the defending champs. And Steph Curry spoke to TNT after the game, and he said, yeah, we were good tonight. We stayed alive. We won. We can be better than we've already been.
I guess it's just a matter of, again, just taking stock of what happened in game 3 and 4. And honestly, I think the pressure's on them to protect their home court. We had pressure tonight to, again, keep ourselves alive with our back against the wall, and now it shifts. So, you know, I think we can play better. Like, obviously, I haven't shot the ball well from three. You know, Clay's kind of been hit or miss. So I feel like we can take another step and, you know, give ourselves a great opportunity. That's the beauty of the playoffs. It's every game is kind of a narrative of its own, and that's what you love about it.
Yeah, Steph Curry, 3 of 11 from downtown. And I told you about the poor 10 points that Klay Thompson had. He shot 3 of 12. And Shep, as you said and I said last hour, Jordan Poole, 5 of 14. He started off with a high percentage. He was 1 of 6 from downtown. He only finished with 11 points. And Jordan Poole, I guess he will be a pariah until he hits like a game winner or something, right?
Yeah, obviously I said that in your ear when we were both listening to that clip, but they just do not like this dude. It's unfortunate because you can make a legitimate argument outside of Wiggs. Jordan Poole at times was the third most important player in that NBA Finals. And the way they have treated this man and the disrespect, I mean, he was a victim at the beginning of the year. And I give him credit, JR. I'm not saying he was great on Wednesday. There was a little bit of a bounce back. Is that fair to say?
So should they punch him again? Nah, maybe if they punch him again, maybe he get his act together.
Yeah, well, that would make for some podcast, wouldn't it? On the volume.
Well, Draymond can punch him on the court and then make a podcast. Yeah, why not? Right?
I think Draymond's final days are winding down in Golden State, JR.
Well, yeah. Well, he has an option on his contract. He'll see if the money comes in. And so why not punch the guy on the way out the door and win some games first? 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Lee is calling from Cleveland, Ohio. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Lee?
Hey, JR. How you doing?
Very well.
Hey, I think something that you never did. You need to make an all-six list of the most injury-plagued players, like Derrick Rose, The Love, and AD. Those are three. I'll let you finish the list.
Well, I have done that list many a times over the past, I don't know, 13, 14 years. But thank you, Lee. What else you got?
Well, I might be a psychic because I knew that AD was going to get hurt. I just knew it. He's just injury-prone, whether it's by mistake or by design. He just injury prone like Kevin Love and Derrick Rose.
Is he? Well, we know he's injury prone. Is he also suffering from bad luck? Because this isn't one of those he fell down, he bumped his knee, he got caught up, somebody stepped on him. He literally got hit in the dome, man. Like you,
I knew it was coming, man.
Okay. Who's winning the series? Since you know what else is coming.
Golden State.
Golden State's going to come back and win, so is Anthony Davis done for the series? Is he playing on Friday since you know everything?
I'm going to Golden State regardless. But back to that bad luck, injury prone, or whatever you want to call it, I knew it. I just knew it.
Yeah. Well, it's one of those easy things to predict: death, taxes, and an injury to Anthony Davis. So thank you, Lee. Appreciate you, man.
Okay.
No doubt. Yeah, like, Is it really a stretch for anybody to say, hey, guess who's going to get hurt this series? And nobody wants to do that. Nobody wants to predict an injury to anybody. But realistically, if you got to go up and down the roster here and go, hey, who's most likely to get hurt? Anthony Davis got to stand up and wave his hand in the air, doesn't he? And it's not a knee contusion. It's not a bruise. He didn't, you know, break a finger, crack or bump a knee. He got hit in the head. Like, you can't make this stuff up. Who has the Anthony Davis voodoo doll? Who did Anthony Davis tick off that he has, like, a running list of injuries? Like, if you put him down, like the game of operation, and you looked at everything that could potentially go wrong with his body, I'm sure everything has. It was only a couple of weeks ago, I'm looking at Anthony Davis, and he's like, I can't feel my arm. I'm like, here we go. He can't feel his arm. He can't feel his head. And God bless him. Feel better. It's just always, always something. 855-212-4CBS. Cam is here from San Diego. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Cam?
Hey, what's up, JR? How you doing?
Good.
I think AD is going to be fine. I think he's going to play in Game 6. I think he just got hit on the bridge of the nose, like kind of where your cartilage meets your skull, and there's like a spot there that's got a bunch of nerve endings. No, it makes your eyes water up for like 20 minutes or something, and it hurts like hell. I think that's where he got hit. He looked like he was crying on the bench. I think he'll be all right. He doesn't have a concussion. He just got wheeled off because he's gassed, and I would have been wheeled off too if I couldn't see.
All right.
That's my thought.
We'll see. I don't know. You don't know. We'll see.
We'll see. But that's not why I called. This is what I wanted to say. And I'm not a know-it-all. I just learned this about 20 minutes ago. Gary, when you say Gary Payton Jr., you actually mean Gary Payton II. And the reason why that's important is because Gary Payton has another son named Gary Payton Jr. He has two sons named Gary.
Yes, I'm familiar because I know Gary.
Nice. So I was kind of thinking, what do you think is more interesting, that someone has two sons named Gary or Iman Shumpert naming his daughter Iman Shumpert Jr.?
Oh, I think you should ask. Well, we actually spoke to George Foreman here on the show a few weeks ago. Maybe I should hit up George Foreman and ask him why everybody has a derivative of George in his name.
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. I thought it was interesting. I guess you don't think
it's funny. Well, Cam, do you have any children?
No, I don't.
Okay. If you were to have a little boy, what would you call him?
I don't know. But if I was to have two little boys, I'd probably call them two different names.
Okay, Cam. Well, you got plenty of time to work on it, okay?
I do. You have a good night, Jerry. You as well, Chef. Thanks for taking my call.
All right, thank you, Cam. Have safe sex. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Chris Haynes. Matter of fact, he just spoke to TNT. Oh, what happened, Shep? What?
Yeah, this is a report. So this is based off his Twitter. He's indicated that Anthony Davis has avoided the concussion and is actually doing much better. So that's the latest I'm seeing. And you know, JR, there is nobody more connected. Yeah, I'm talking about you too, Woj. There's nobody more connected to NBA players than this man, Chris Haynes. And so that's very, very good news for basketball fans, in particular, LA Laker fans.
Yeah, sure. I don't think we needed to back up the validity of Chris Haynes, but... Yeah, no, if Anthony Davis, maybe, do you remember that guy who called and said he got hit on the, was that the dude I just spoke to?
Yes, and I didn't know Iman Shumpert named his daughter Iman Shumpert Jr. I never was aware of that.
Yeah, I'm not thinking about that guy's kids.
Okay, yeah.
I don't know.
You hope he's safe. You mentioned that.
Who, what?
Oh, the guy that called in, you hope he's safe.
Who's safe?
Well, the caller that just referenced that. I like how you ended it. Just make sure you have safe. You know what? That was hilarious.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. I told him to have safe sex. Yeah, it's important. Everybody should have safe sex. Yeah. I don't. Cam says he doesn't have kids. I don't know if he wants them. I'm just trying to give him some advice. Anyway. Yeah, good. Anthony Davis avoided a concussion. Great. Maybe he did get hit on the nose and, I don't know. With Anthony Davis, he may wake up and fall out of the bed. Anyway, 855-212-4CBS. That is good news. Anthony is here from Cleveland. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Anthony?
Did you fall out of the bed?
Oh my God. Hold on a sec. Hey, Anthony.
What? Is there some kind of a mishap?
Yeah, I didn't hear you. You sounded like you fell out of the bed. Go ahead.
No, I was just burning the river over here in Cleveland. No, I'm just joking around. No, I had an epiphany today.
Is this guy drunk?
Sometimes. No, not now. No, honest to God. I only get you for like 2 hours from 12 to 2 before, you know.
I don't.
I know you don't. You
can listen on the free Odyssey app. You can hit rewind. You can listen anytime you want. So what else is up? What's on your mind about sports, though, Anthony?
Well, come on.
The WNBA or WWE? Which one?
It doesn't really make a difference. This is all scripted. This is scripted nonsense. You've got 7-foot players that are supposed to be the most physically fit athletes in the world. But then you bump into somebody, step on their tennis shoe, and then they fall down like a stone. It's like, I mean, I don't understand this. Like,
it's called gravity, but go ahead.
I'm losing my train of thought, and I
can tell.
For a long time, and I really apologize for that.
It's okay.
But I only get you for like 2 hours, from 12 o'clock until 2.
Hey, Anthony, I don't want to talk to you about sports anymore. Hey, what you been doing tonight?
I don't know. I just woke up like 20 minutes ago.
Okay. All right. What did you do before you fell asleep?
Like 20 push-ups and ran with my dog.
Okay. All right. Well, go back to sleep and get some rest, okay?
Well, no. Come on. I know the sarcasm. It's great.
That's not sarcasm. That's legitimate.
Oh,
my God. No, that's not sarcasm. You sound like you've had a rough night. You just did 20 push-ups and ran with your dog and then fell asleep. That doesn't sound like what happened. It sounds like your dog took you for a ride, man. I want you to get a good night's sleep. Go to bed. Yeah, I'm telling you to turn me off. Go to bed. Get some rest. I think that's more important. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. That is some good news. No, not that guy going to take a nap, but Anthony Davis, Chris Haynes saying that he has avoided a concussion. That's nice. Anthony Davis will be out on the court on Friday, probably against the Golden State Warriors in Game 6. And then he has an opportunity to get hurt again. I hope not, okay? I hope not. Golden State stays alive. The Lakers lead the series 3-2. I'm going to get some more of your calls on the other side of the break. The New York Knicks, they are another team that stayed alive tonight. We'll talk about that. We'll get to your calls. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Have safe sex, folks.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
And I have all the respect for you, first of all, JR. I appreciate you bringing the truth every night. I listen to you on my way back from work at this time.
Big fan. I just started listening to your show a few months ago, and I'm hooked, man.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
You just heard the phone number. I'm going to pick up the calls momentarily. Nobody got eliminated in the NBA tonight. The Golden State Warriors stay alive. The New York Knicks stay alive. And a matter of fact, Draymond Green, he just spoke. We didn't have to wait for a Draymond podcast. He talked about them bouncing back when their backs are up against the wall. 20 points tonight from Draymond Green. 10 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 steals, and a block. He started the game off with a 3. Yes, Draymond Green said, here's a 3. And he talked a few minutes ago, and he discussed why they feel so good when they're in these elimination games.
Number one, we have a coach who's one of the greatest winners in NBA history. And you lean on him in situations like this. His calmness, everyone feels that. And then it starts up top, right? Steph's calmness. And it goes on down the line. And I think for us, anytime it's kind of going astray, you just always lean back on what you know that works, on your foundation. And for us, it's just getting back to the basics, but most importantly, competing at the highest level that we can compete at. And, we trust and believe in ourselves.
Okay, we know the big story coming out of the game was the status of Anthony Davis. Had to exit the game with about 6 minutes left after catching an elbow from Kevon Looney. It's now been reported from Chris Haynes that Anthony Davis has avoided a concussion. And so it looks like he should be available in Los Angeles for Game 6. He had a good game, 23 points, 9 rebounds. And Draymond Green said, yeah, I expect the Los Angeles Lakers to come out and try to kick our ass.
As far as, win one, we did that. Now, going back home, they're going to give us the best shot they've given all series. And, when you go home, role players play better. Everyone plays better at home. So it's going to be us to go in kind of with the same mindset that we went into game 4 with. But when we get the opportunity again that we had in game 4, close the deal. We didn't close well at all in game 4. And, it's on us to go and take the game. They're not going to give it to us. They're going to come out and play aggressive. They have great leaders over there and incredible winners. Their coach is a champion. LeBron's a champion. AD's a champion. They're not going to just fold.
Yeah, well, let's see what they do when they get back home. Maybe Lonnie Walker will have more than 4 points back on this. Well, I wanted to call it the Staples Center on the Crypto.com arena floor. We'll see. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Tommy calling from New Orleans. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Tommy?
JR, what's going on, my brother? Happy Wednesday to you and yours out there in Radio Land. Is Anthony Davis okay?
That's what's been reported. Chris Haynes says that he has avoided a concussion, yes.
Because it looked like he got hit by a scud. I mean,
well, I think Anthony Davis
and Zion Williamson might be better off playing soccer, to be honest with you, bro. Because the game of basketball is way too rough for him. Way too rough.
Tommy, I must inform you that there are many concussion in soccer, man. Sorry about that.
Yeah, I know, but not by, scud missiles like Anthony Davis took. I mean, Jesus. Okay. I'm just glad he's all right. Anyway, JR, I called a while ago when Zion Williamson was the topic, and I said Anthony Davis is a punk. And there's another word, there's another P word that I could use that begins that I can't use on the radio either. But
pleasant.
He is going to cost the Lakers this championship. He is.
And if the Lakers win the championship, you're going to call me back and say what?
I will eat crow all day long and say I was wrong. And I'll own up to it. That's it. But I will tell everybody else right now, I'd put 20 on the Heat. I don't know how you feel about that.
So. Well, I think they got to get the Knicks out of here first, Tommy. Appreciate you for calling from New Orleans, man.
All right, brother. Take care.
You as well. Yeah, I mean, can the Heat? They got to beat the Knicks, and I still believe that they will, but everybody is fast-forwarding the Heat into the finals. Like, first of all, the New York Knicks beat the Heat tonight 112-103. New York Knicks at one point led by 19 points. They kept Miami at bay towards the end of the game. Miami started off like they were going to blow out the Knicks. And then Julius Randle got hot, and the Knicks went on a run. Randle finished with 24 points. Jalen Brunson played every minute of the game. He had 38 points, 9 rebounds, 7 assists. R.J. Barrett has quietly had a very good series. He had 26. And so the Knicks, they walked away with a W. And R.J. Barrett spoke to MSG after the game, and he's just like, yeah, we got to do what we got to do. And props to Brunson, he played the whole damn game.
I think Jalen played the whole game. You know, it's just that was tough. You know, Jrue had a phenomenal second half. You know, Mitch knocking down those free throws when they were trying to foul him. Like, just, you know, everything like that. Hart getting that big putback when I missed that layup. You know, all these little things that we did tonight were huge for us.
Well, let's hear from a loser tonight. Jimmy Butler on the losing side. This is what he had to say about taking the L.
They did what they were supposed to do. They played desperate. They played hard. Made shots that always helps. But I just think, you know, whenever we get a lead, we got to build upon that lead and do what we came out to do. We did not do that. What you want us to do about it now, that's okay. Now we got to get back home and protect our home court.
Yeah, Jimmy Butler, for his standards, he had a very pedestrian game. Jimmy Butler played 43 minutes. He only had 19 points. He came into tonight averaging about 27, 28 points per game. Everybody kissing the behind, and rightfully so, of Jalen Brunson helping to save the day. And he saved the season for Tom Thibodeau as well. This is what Tibbs had to say about Brunson.
What can you say about the guy? He's just incredible, you know, all-around player, great leader, great toughness, mental toughness, physical toughness, ability to think on his feet, ability to lead.
Well, what else, Tibbs? I mean, he could have kept going. Why not? 855-212-4CBS. Seth is calling from Iowa. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Seth?
Hey, man. What's going on? I am so excited as a Knicks fan, the only Knicks fan living in Iowa, keeping our season alive. I called when we first got there, and we're still fighting on, so we just got to go to Miami and just win one there and come back home and close it out.
You got the New York Knicks? You have the New York Knicks winning the series?
Well, this series, yeah, but if we go against Philly, no.
Okay.
Embiid's a different kind of player, man, different kind of specimen.
Okay. So enjoy tonight's win, as you said, Seth. Appreciate you, man.
All right, man. Thank you. Have a great night.
No doubt about it. Thank you to Seth for calling from Iowa, the only New York Knicks fan in Iowa. If you're a Knicks fan in Iowa and your name isn't Seth, then feel free to call us up. Why not? Nick calling from Sacramento. What's up, Nick?
What's up, JR? How you doing?
I'm very well, man. What's on your mind?
Good. It's a pleasure for you to answer my call. I appreciate it. Just want to ask what your predictions on the finals are going to be. Not the total outcome, but just who you think those two teams are going to be coming out of the East and West.
Right now, I would lean towards the Philadelphia 76ers. And I would not be shocked if the Golden State Warriors continued rolling around. But the Denver Nuggets are looking stout. It's tough now, man. It really is. I would have early on in the playoffs, I would have selected the Golden State Warriors and probably the Celtics. But it's not looking like that right now.
Right. The Celtics, they're so unpredictable with what they can do. They're really just one of those teams that can win any game.
Well, their head coach believes that they play with good intentions to win, but I don't know if that's good enough, so we'll see.
That's right. Yeah, I'm a Kings fan, so I really don't want to see those Warriors make it. I've been a Lakers fan for the past week, and I want to see them do well, but I really think it's going to be the Sixers, and I think it's going to be the Nuggets. I think it'd be great to see Jokic and Embiid.
Hey, that would be nice. We know that they kind of avoided it later on in the season. But if they're forced to go out there and play in a seven-game series, I think that'd be a cool matchup to watch, especially the fact that Embiid won the MVP. That'd be pretty cool, Nick. Thank you, man. Appreciate
you. That would. Yeah, of course. I appreciate you. Thank you, man. Have a good night.
No doubt about it. Yeah, no, that would be pretty cool. Battle of the best big men in the NBA, two-time MVP and Jokic taking on the current MVP and Embiid. Sign me up for it. It's not a glamour franchises that the NBA would hope for, and this is not the Lakers this and Golden State that, but I'd be here for that one. I really would. 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get to more of your calls on the other side of the break. LeBron James just spoke to the media about the loss, and LeBron has some comments about Anthony Davis. And so we'll hear that on the other side of the break.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
What's happening, JR? I love your show, man. I listen to you every night when I'm getting off work. You take me to the palace every night, buddy.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Oh, Chris Paul is going to miss another game. Sorry. Anyway, I know that's a little bit of news, but I mean, it's a groin injury. What the hell you want from Chris Paul? Kevin Durant and Devin Booker will be out there just jacking up all the shots to stay alive. A couple of things. Congratulations to Kelly Jansen picking up 400 saves. Unfortunately, he did it here in Atlanta against the Braves for the Red Sox. Red Sox beat the Braves 5-2. Jansen pitched here in Atlanta last season for the Braves, and good on him. Congratulations. It looks like he has built himself a Hall of Fame resume, Kelly Jansen, spending all them time, all them years with the Dodgers. Also, I just saw this kind of pop through the timeline as well. There's a guy named Max on the Colorado Rapids. And we have learned here, if you're not familiar with the Rapids, they play in MLS. This guy, Max, has been implicated in a Brazilian match manipulation scandal. And so every week, wait until something like this hits the NBA, NFL, MLB. It's hit college. It did hit the NFL a little bit. Wait until somebody gets into some deeper crap. Just wait. LeBron James, I just told you, he spoke to the media after the Lakers lost tonight, 121-106. They couldn't eliminate Golden State. Good for Anthony Davis. He escaped a concussion. He did have to exit the game with about 6 minutes left, kind of holding his head, watery eyes, but no concussion has been reported. This is what LeBron James had to say about Anthony Davis, and he was also asked about Game 6 back in L.A. on Friday.
I didn't see the shot. Just seeing the aftermath, but, you know, medical team seems to say he's doing better, so, you know, that's what matters the most.
How much of a part of that is do you figure now as you get back for Game 6, a situation you've been in before, maybe a little bit of uncertainty about AD, but how do you approach this as a leader going back in the plane?
We have another opportunity. Obviously, they, you know, played exceptionally well here tonight, and you know, we had some good moments, but you know, not as close to 48 minutes as we needed to be, but we had another opportunity on Friday, and we look forward to the matchup again.
How do you approach the game as a leader? What is LeBron supposed to say? How do you approach the game as a leader? Well, I'm going to show up and my guys will be ready and we'll be, I mean, this is all boilerplate stuff. 855-212-4CBS. Emily is calling from San Diego. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Emily.
JR.
Yes, you're live.
I have to say good morning to you. It is, evening in San Diego, but I have to again tell you, you are fabulous to listen to. I'm not one of those name droppers with sports and all of that stuff, but I do have a moment that I wanted to tell you about that was amazing for me in basketball. It was game one of the series between Utah and the Lakers with Michael Jordan on the team. And I was sitting in the in the seats at the Jazz Center, and I got to watch that game-ending jump shot with Jordan shooting that
the Bulls
shot that
the,
ended the Jazz.
The Bulls and the Jazz?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. But, yeah, and that was something that was really phenomenal for me to see, you know, and witness Michael Jordan doing something incredible like that. But I do have to say I was kind of pissed off about the whole subject. But, okay. I also wanted to mention one other thing, that I was listening to you during the NFL
the schedule down release?
In Kansas City.
Okay.
And you,
during the draft. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, the draft. And you mentioned something that I just rolled around in the car laughing about, is that you saw the big mascot and you said it was a rat. And it looked to you like a rat. And I thought that was the funniest thing you ever said.
Well, thank you. He is a wolf. He just looks like a giant rat. Yes, that's true.
Yeah. So I just have to tell you, I enjoy every single moment that I get to listen to you on the radio driving
Thanks.
Around with DoorDash. And I just wanted to wish you a good night and keep trucking with all your phone calls that you get that you manage so well.
Well, thank you, Emily. Do me a favor. Eat somebody's food on my behalf, okay? I'm kind of hungry. All right. Drive safe, all right?
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
Good
thank
night.
Thank you, Emily, for calling from San Diego. Don't eat nobody's food. That is a surefire way to get you fired. And I'm sorry, I don't have a job for you. So don't eat nobody's food. Forget I said that. My bad. Ryan is calling from Charlotte. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Ryan?
Hey, JR. I'll be quick, but I just wanted to say I have enjoyed the NBA playoffs this year. I usually do. I think they've been pretty good overall.
Right.
You were talking about something last night. I started to call last night, and I was going to mention it briefly today too. I don't like the way the game is played now. Like, I don't like to just jack up threes all the time and 30-foot three pointers. Just, I mean, when they're making them and they're succeeding, you know, they look great. It looks awesome. But when they're missing them, it's terrible basketball. And a few times tonight, I thought Golden State was going to let the Lakers back in it again because they were doing that. I just don't like that style. I coach basketball too, and I've told my guys when they start doing that, if you miss two or three threes in a row, and
sit
you
down.
Don't at least make an attempt to go to the basket and take a layup, I'm putting you on the business. And the last thing I was going to say is that I do think Philadelphia will win the series. I think the Celtics are going to even it. I think we're going to have several game sevens this weekend. I think several of these series are going to seven. I just have that – the way the playoffs have been,
make my
I just
day.
Have that gut feeling.
Okay, make my day. Thank you, Ryan, for calling from Charlotte. I'd love that. We got two more elimination games on Thursday. We had two elimination games tonight. Nobody got eliminated. We have two additional elimination games tomorrow. We got the Celtics in Philadelphia taking on the Sixers. The Sixers trying to kick the Celtics out. They currently lead the series 3-2. And then we have the Nuggets in Phoenix taking on the Suns. The Suns, it's been reported now that Chris Paul will not play. Chris Paul will not be available. And Durant and Booker will take about 50 shots apiece just to stay alive and avoid elimination. Myron is calling from Mississippi.
Hey, what's going on, JR? How you doing?
I'm good, man. You got to go quick.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to go quick. Listen, what I would like to see in the NBA Finals will be the Lakers versus the Boston Celtics, just because of history.
Sure.
And I also want to say this, Cincinnati Bengals going to win the Super Bowl. Who they?
Okay. Thank you, Myron, for representing the Bengals down in Mississippi. Primo calling from Maine. Go ahead, Primo.
Hey, JR. I was just wondering if you could explain why the NBA doesn't reseed real quick. I've always wondered that, well, especially this year with, like, the number one Milwaukee losing and stuff like that. So that's all.
reseeding as it relates to what? The play-in matchups?
Well, just like, so playoffs. Like, obviously you have now, like, why Miami didn't go play the Celtics and, like, the higher versus lower seed, that sort of thing.
Well, a part of it, well, if I'm understanding you, a part of it is due to the play-in tournament, man. Like, you finish 1 through 10, and then you have those latter four that kind of get mixed up. If you're looking at the play-in, yes, it doesn't make all the sense in the world, but the NBA is trying anything just to make things stick and become interesting at the end of the season. That's it.
Okay. Thank you, JR.
No problem. Wait until they have a mid-season tournament. Things are going to get even more complicated. It's just NBA trying to create interest throughout the regular season. We know that it's pretty much been devalued. John, you're going to get the last word tonight, caller from New Orleans. Go ahead.
Hey, JR, thanks so much for taking my call. I know I have to be really brief. I understand we're really you're getting ready to get out of there. A quick shout-out to Shep and Belletti. I love those guys as well. Y'all make an unbelievable team. I want to go back to your list. I think you did a great job on the list. I always love on Wednesdays when you give the top six list. And I want to get your quick take, real quick take, and I'll hang up and hear off air. Jalen Ramsey going over to the Dolphins to help that secondary. And also Odell Beckham going over to the Ravens. And thanks a lot for taking the call.
No problem. I actually had Jalen Ramsey on the list until I removed him. And then I took a look at the Ravens and I said, well, there's no bigger move involving them, even with Odell, larger than Lamar. John, thank you so much for calling from New Orleans. Thank you to everybody listening on WWL. But you know what? Now I got to shut up. I got to go fast. Also, thank you, that's right, to super producer and host Dave Shepard. Thank you, Dave. Appreciate you, my man.
It's always a pleasure, Jared. Thank you, my friend. So no eliminations tomorrow, I hope, right?
Well, let's get everything to a game 7.
Yes.
We'll see what happens. We'll be back tomorrow, 10 p.m. Eastern time, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you missed a portion of the show, you can listen anytime you want on the free Odyssey app. You can listen in the daytime if you would like, okay? If you miss me in the meantime, you want to contact me, I'm at JR Sport Brief everywhere on social media. Make sure you also go ahead and check out the Agents of Inclusion podcast. Make sure you search that as well. The JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio, it's done for now. I'll be back tomorrow talking more basketball. The NFL schedule will be released. We got a lot to do. But right now here on CBS Sports Radio, you should not go anywhere because Amy Lawrence, she's up next.
Get some damn sleep. Go get a Serta, people. America's most recognized brand of mattress. American-made, Michigan-made, and always the highest quality. Check out the entire lineup of mattresses at over 150 retailers in the metro area. Closeouts, the iComfort series in the closeout event. Go to Serta.com to find a retailer near you. Buy today. Get delivery within a week. No waiting around or sold-out nonsense. Get some rest. Get a Serta.
T-Mobile's network can help keep you connected to all your favorite podcasts when you're out and about. Whether you're an early bird looking to dive into a daily news podcast or a night owl who wants to catch up on the latest reality TV drama, T-Mobile will keep you connected on their strong and reliable network. T-Mobile covers more highway miles with 5G than anyone. So if you need great coverage, especially when you're on the go, check out T-Mobile. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/CY. That's SEEWHY.
Your points are worth more than you think. This first-class flight to Tokyo, you can book it in your credit card portal for 1.4 million points. Yowzers. With PointMe, you could redeem just 120,000 points for that same flight. Now that's more like it. PointMe gets you 6 to 12 times the value for your points. Your credit card points are worth more than you think. PointMe. Better flights. Fewer points.
Get started today at point.me. That's point.me.